Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And we're joined by CBS's Stacy Lynn, who is in our nation's capital this morning and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's been like a domino effect, hasn't it?
Yeah, as soon as we are told not to panic, we panic. So Dr. Fauci was all over the news yesterday. What do we know about Omicron? And we know that there will be travel restrictions in place now.
Yeah, they kicked in actually just at 12:01 from President Biden and several other countries as well. Let's get into the details. It's called Omicron. It was first detected in South Africa earlier this month, and that's what kind of helped drive a jump in cases there. Now it's been detected in at least 14 countries and territories. This includes South Africa, Botswana, Australia, Canada now, Czech Republic, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, Italy, Germany, Belgium. It is spreading like rapid fire right now. At this moment, I'm saying this right at this moment, there are no cases reported in the United States. Health officials say that is likely to change very quickly, and there probably are many cases already. So it is still too early to tell. This is what the health officials warned us about, this potential fifth wave. And the WHO is calling this a variant of concern. They say it's acting a little bit differently than what we've dealt with the first two strains. And obviously the Delta strain was much stronger than the first strain. And this one is proving to be even much stronger than that. And they say it's because it has an unusually high number of mutations, which could make it more transmissible. And like you guys said, everyone is panicking so far. There's still so much that we have to learn about this. They said at least 2 weeks until we really find out if it's resistant to vaccines, the nature of this variant of this strain, Omicron. But yeah, it is causing a lot of concern around the world. It is causing travel restrictions. The U.S., the EU, all restricting travel from South Africa and other South African countries as well. There are some exceptions for U.S. citizens and permanent residents and some other categories as well, maybe including spouses and other close families. You're seeing kind of a trickle-down effect in other countries like Japan and India. They've announced some new measures. They're tightening up their testing and screening of travelers. Israel is banning all foreigners, trying to curb the spread of this as well. Yet, we hear this today, and the World Health Organization says they didn't want a travel ban. They think that's a little bit too strict, and it's a little bit like too little, too late, and that's going to cause even more problems.
Yeah, because when they've had other travel bans, everybody screams xenophobia and all this other stuff from people from different countries not being able to travel because of COVID-19. Are we going to announce more travel restrictions like from Europe? Because I was surprised when we opened up the gates to Europe a couple of weeks ago to travel to the United States. Are you hearing anything that the president might make an announcement today?
Well, he is supposed to speak around 11:45 this morning, and I would not be surprised if there were some stricter, belt tightening when it comes to flying from other countries and destinations as well, especially as we've seen in the past, 2 days, more and more cases showing up throughout Europe. I would not be surprised if the president this morning or, throughout the day today, as they kind of monitor the situation and kind of find out in the next few days just how serious this is and just how fast it's spreading if we do have some stricter travel restrictions, which is quite a bummer, as a lot of us, you were just talking about the lines at TSA, people finally getting back to traveling once again and being able to do those things that we haven't been able to do for quite some time. time, and the airlines boosting the, you know, their business, the economy kind of starting to bounce back. This definitely is a setback.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci talking yesterday about the Omicron variant, saying we need a couple of weeks to really sort through this. The big question is going to be, is the booster effective for anybody that's got their vaccination and then got a booster? We don't know yet how effective it'll be against this new variant, do we?
No, and that's the big question that they are trying to find out. They still are urging everyone to, if you haven't gotten vaccinated at all, get fully vaccinated. And if you haven't gotten the booster yet, if you're eligible, to go ahead and get the booster, because it still does have an added layer of protection. And they still do think, just like with the other variants, that getting your booster shots still will help. If you do get sick with COVID, it does lessen the hospitalizations and lessens your chance of dying from it.
Now, Stacy Lynn, I've known you for a little bit, worked together in Baltimore and also in Washington, D.C. You used to bring fabulous baked goods to work.
Wow.
What are you doing in the pandemic now? You can't take baked goods to work?
Yeah, it's funny. I've had several old coworkers say, can you just do like an airdrop of your crack brownie? And it's funny, my CBS coworkers as well, most of them are up in New York, and so they haven't had the deliveries yet of all the baked goods. So I'm just kind of getting fat sitting in my home, eating all of them myself.
We appreciate the update. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
A pleasure being on with you guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.